Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day we study together as a community and learn how the Bible challenges and transforms our thinking. And this week we're learning about Jesus, his identity, in particular his human identity. That Jesus, although he was God in human flesh, wasn't just pretending to be human, but he was truly human. To experience that, we read a story about Jesus as a boy and how he was traveling home from a religious festival with his family when he got lost and his parents couldn't find him, like parents at the toy store before Christmas losing track of their child. Turned out he was at the temple debating religious scholars and holding his own. And that's the part of the story we'll look at today. It's an important part because most of the story makes him sound like an ordinary human boy. We've already heard about his miraculous birth, and this just tells the story of a boy who was circumcised, would have been totally normal for a Jewish boy at that age, and then grew up to about the age of 12 when he went to the temple to celebrate Passover with his family. Would have been quite the occasion. These parts of the story make Jesus sound quite human. He grew up, he went to religious festivals, he even gave his parents a hard time, running away, not telling them where he was going, and then giving them a hard time when they actually challenge him on it. His parents, exasperated like many human parents, say, "Why are you doing this to us?" But then that's where we start to realize more about Jesus. There's more to him than just being a human. Because while he's debating these religious scholars, he's astounding them with his knowledge, his wisdom. He's just a kid, and yet here he is with the religious experts, and they're astonished at his wisdom and stature at such a young age. You might think Jesus would just be asking questions there, but in fact it says they were astounded by his answers. He's providing answers as a 12-year-old child. This would have been incredible for those who saw it, and even more so for his parents. That's why I love that little line about how Mary treasured up all these things in her heart. She saw what was happening before her eyes, and she saw the promises she'd been given years ago by an angel that her son would be the Messiah, the promised anointed king of Israel. She saw it starting to happen before her eyes. Many of the people who lived in Nazareth, their town, as Jesus was growing up, probably thought of him as just another kid, and he actually even had a very common name. They might not have seen anything exceptional about him. But Mary started to see exceptional things happening before her eyes in Jerusalem that day. And she treasured these things up in her heart because she saw God's promises to her coming true. She saw God's promises to the world coming true. This is why I chuckle a little bit as I hear that song played every Christmas, "Mary, Did You Know?" Here the Bible tells us, yes, she did know. She knew what was happening. She'd been promised these things by an angel before she had Jesus. But she was treasuring them up in her heart. She was keeping it quiet until Jesus himself was ready to burst onto the scene and reveal his true identity as the Son of God. She knew, but many other people didn't yet. The time wasn't right, and Jesus would know when that time was. Until then, she treasured it up in her heart. Beautiful line. Now imagine the encouragement this would have represented for her. That promise from an angel wasn't a dream, wasn't a mistake. It was really happening before her eyes. God was truly doing what he promised in the world. And Mary had the privilege and honor of being part of that story and watching with a front row seat as Jesus grew up. That's where the story leaves off. It says Jesus continued to grow in wisdom and stature. 18 years later, approximately, he begins his public ministry, teaching about the kingdom of God and then making it happen. So, more on this tomorrow, but in the meantime, here's a question for you to consider and discuss. What do you think it meant for Mary to treasure up these things in her heart? What do you treasure up in your heart? What else do you think Mary might have seen that would have reminded her of Jesus' true identity? That's it for today. Have a great discussion, and I'll see you tomorrow.